Investors are hoping the surge in the stock market that followed yesterday's surprise interest rate cut by the Federal Reserve will continue today. The Fed's action sent the battered Nasdaq soaring 325 points for more than a 14% gain, a single-day record in both points and percentage. The S&P 500 was up 5%. Fed policymakers lowered the rates in hopes of keeping the U.S. economy from sliding into recession. NPR's John Idstein reports.
Less than a month ago at their last regular meeting, Fed policymakers acknowledged the economy was weakening and said they were now more concerned about the dangers of economic weakness than inflation. But they declined to cut interest rates, hoping additional economic data would tell them whether the economy really needed a rate cut. Wells Fargo economist Sungwon Son says Tuesday's report on manufacturing from the National Association of Purchasing Managers gave the Fed the bad news that led to yesterday's rate cut.
We have seen accumulation of evidence indicating that economic activities were slowing rapidly, much more rapidly than anticipated. But the manufacturing report that came out yesterday indicated that not only is the sector in a recession, but it is softening very rapidly. So the snowball was coming downhill, gaining momentum. Chairman Greenspan had to do something right away.
Greenspan and his colleagues moved quickly and dramatically, not waiting for their regularly scheduled meeting at the end of this month. The last time the Fed acted between meetings was when it faced a global financial crisis in 1998. The half-a-point rate cut is also unusual for the Greenspan Fed, which usually moves in cautious quarter-point increments. And Bank of America chief economist Mickey Levy says there are likely more rate cuts to come. But they won't immediately turn the economy around, he says.
Keep in mind, monetary policy works with a long lag. So what we can expect in coming months is continued signs of economic weakness and probably more earnings disappointments. But this clearly is the right step in the right direction and lowers the probability of the weak economy tipping over into recession in the second half of the year.
That six-month wait for the full impact of the Fed's rate cut to show up in growth and profits is likely to temper the enthusiasm of the investors who sent stocks soaring yesterday, says Levy. He thinks yesterday's market rally will fade. The half-point cut in the benchmark federal funds rate, down to 6%, will have a welcome impact for many borrowers. Floating-rate loans, like those on many credit cards and home equity loans, will come down. Some businesses looking for credit on better terms will also get immediate benefits, says banking consultant Bert Ely, but not those like some struggling dot-coms who are in very rough shape.
While stronger borrowers will find lower interest costs, I think that a lot of especially weak borrowers are going to continue to have problems borrowing money at almost any rate because of concerns about the economy as well as the financial condition of those firms.
So the Fed's action yesterday doesn't erase the pain of the current downturn, says Ely, or ensure there won't be a recession, but it lowers the odds. President-elect George W. Bush, who has spoken of the danger of an economic downturn often in recent weeks, said yesterday the Fed rate cut was a bold move, and he said it was a strong statement that measures must be taken to make sure the economy doesn't go into a tailspin. John Idstein, NPR News, Washington.